Matthew's just read those words for us from James. And those words remind us about something that was in one of those pictures. And just for the first few minutes, I just want us to think about what those words say. Those words are referring to our tongue. The most harmful weapon that most of us possess. And also the greatest healer and encourager that most of us possess. But the question is, which way do we use it? How do we use our tongue? How do we use our words? You know, if I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but if I asked for a show of hands, how many of you have ever said anything to somebody that you've regretted? I expect all of us would put our hands up. There are times all of us say things that are unhelpful and unkind. There are times when all of us say things behind somebody's back where maybe afterwards we think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. We are all guilty of saying things that will hurt people. Sometimes those things are deliberate. That person has hurt us and we say something to hurt them back. Sometimes, quite often, those things are not deliberate. We've said something and it's been misunderstood or taken the wrong way. But we've all said things that will hurt people. And when I'm using the word said, and when we're talking about the tongue, remember that in Bible times, mobile phones hadn't been invented. Because when we're talking about things that we say, this refers just as much to things that people might type or write. There are words. And some of the things that we see on mobile phones, some of the messages that people put on Facebook, and I don't have Twitter and Instagram and all of those, but some of the things that people put on are so, I'm going to use the word poisonous. They are deliberately there to hurt people. And we know that our teenagers are living in a very different world to the one that most of us grew up in. Because they're not just hearing these things said to them anymore, they're having these things sent to them on their phones. And that stays with them even longer. There used to be a saying when I was young, and I'm sure all of you will be able to finish this saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. What a load of rubbish. The vast majority of the hurt in my life has been caused by words, not by physical pain. They say that it takes 1,000 compliments to make up for one insult. That's what psychologists and people like that say. And you know, sometimes when we use our words, we say, well, I'm just being honest. Yeah, okay. Honesty is important. Of course it is. But if we're using honesty to hurt somebody else, we're using it in the wrong way. I know people who say things like, oh, I call a spade a spade. Yeah, okay. You call things as they are, but do we stop and think about the hurt that might be causing to other people, about the damage that might be doing to other people? Those tongues, those little things in our mouth, a tiny, small part of our body, but the most powerful thing that we possess. How do we use it? Just going to put one PowerPoint up here now. Well, actually a couple of slides. Shall I press this or? Yeah. This is a poster we used to display. I used to be a teacher, and this is a poster that we used to display in schools. I don't know if you've seen it. Oh, think before you speak. T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? K, is it kind? Do we think before we speak? If we go on to the next slide, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." I said earlier, if I asked us to put our hands up, most of us would probably be able to think of a time that we have used our tongue and hurt somebody else. We can probably all think of a time when somebody has used their tongue to hurt us as well. And those things stick with us. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. If somebody says something to us that's negative about somebody else, what do we then do? Do we take that and spread it a bit further? Or are we that wise tongue that brings healing? I think there is one more slide. Yes. Earlier on we read Psalm 19, which reminds us of God's word and how God's word is perfect. And there's a verse at the end of Psalm 19. And some of you who are sort of my generation and above might immediately be singing a song in your head as you see these words, because I know my brain does. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight here tonight. Do you remember that? By the rivers of Babylon? I wonder whether we stop and think whether the words that we've said are acceptable to God. And I'm saying this to myself. I've still got this weapon in here as well. What do we do to keep it under control? Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Small things that make a big difference. Each of us could consider ourselves to be a small thing. I'm not going to call us things. We're men and women, boys and girls. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9, the Apostle Paul writes this. He says, "I am the least of the apostles, but by the grace of God, I am what I am." I don't know whether you ever think about Paul, the apostle, as being the least. We think of him as being one of a small number of the most significant people in the history of Christianity after Jesus himself, don't we? The vast majority of the New Testament was penned by Paul. We don't think of him as being the least. He called himself the least. He recognized that he was just one small person. We are all just one small person, but we can make a difference. When we ask God to work through us, through our words, through our deeds, through our minds, when we ask God to do that, small people can make a big difference. Sometimes when I've run holiday clubs, we've used this kind of theme throughout the week, and we've looked at some of the significant children in the Bible. If you look at some of the significant children in the Bible, there was the boy who brought his 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus. A small dinner that made a huge difference because it fed so many thousands of people. David was still probably only a teenager when he took that one small stone, one small boy. Well, I know he took 5 stones, but he only used one of them. One small stone in a sling and the power of God to kill the man who was called a giant. Josiah, the boy who became king, aged 8. And despite the fact that all of the people thought, hey, we'll have him in the palm of our hand, we can carry on behaving exactly how we want to, he was determined that the people would follow God's word. And I could go on. There are more. We've talked about Naaman's maidservant. There are many more. Each of us are small. But with the power of God working through us, we can make a difference. When we work together as Christians for the good of God's kingdom, we can make a difference. So, are we going to use this little thing we've got in our mouth? This weapon that we have in our mouth? Are we going to use it in a negative way to destroy people, to tear people down and tear them apart? Or are we going to use it in a positive way to build people up, to encourage people? When we think about our words, our actions, our deeds, are we going to pray that God would use us for his kingdom, to build his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven? I pray very regularly that God will shine his light through me. I get things wrong. I am not standing here today saying, hey, I get this right. You can all look at me as an example. I really don't. But I pray regularly that God will help me to shine his light, to bring words and actions that bring healing and love and encouragement to others. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had together this morning, and we pray that you will use us to be a positive influence in our world, to bring others to your kingdom because they see your love, your blessing, your kindness, because they see your compassion, your healing. We pray that you will help us to use the right words and the right actions to show others your love. Thank you. Amen.